Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
I'm excited about this morning's message. I sat before the Lord. And how many of you remember when you were in elementary, preschool, kindergarten, and then elementary? Well, I'm a local boy here, so I went to Las Palmas Elementary. I went to Granger Junior High, went to Sweetwater, got kicked out of Sweetwater, but I graduated from Kearney, okay? So I got my diploma, amen? Amen. And so, but... Now that I'm born again and I'm a new creature in Christ, all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. And so now, this journey with the Lord, it's been about 30, almost 32 years. Jesus has been teaching me his ways. You see, there's some things that we learned over the years before we became a Christian. But I'm learning now that I have to unlearn those things and relearn new things through Christ. And so this morning's Bible study, I'm coming before the congregation and the wonderful children of God on Facebook and YouTube, that this Bible study, this morning's message, hopefully will edify you, will build you up. And we're going to look through the lens of Scripture on how God teaches us. We're going to get a glimpse. We can't give it all to you in 1 hour, but at least you can get a glimpse of what God wants to do in your life. Amen? Here's the key, allowing God to do it. That's right. You remember when you were in school. I remember when I was 8 years old and I was in elementary and, getting ready to go into, middle school. And, I used to like to run around, get up and just run around. But I remember the teacher would say, hey, can you sit down? Can you sit still for a moment? So I would sit down, right? But in my heart, I'm standing up. I didn't want to learn that way. I had to learn life the hard way. But listen, when you become born again, filled with the Spirit of God, it makes it so much easier now to allow God to teach you his ways. Amen. So I'm going to ask everyone to stand and open up your Bibles to Psalms 86. And I've got the Word of God right up here as well. And I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Teach Me Your Ways. Jesus, Teach Me Your Ways. Are you there at Psalms 86? We're going to read together verses 11 through 13, and then we can be seated. Amen. And so allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I've entitled once again this message, Jesus, Teach Me Your Ways. Let's go there right now. And the Word of God reads, Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol, meaning from hell. Amen. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. Before we get started, I do want to greet my precious friend, Evangelist Felipe Reles. He's here with us this morning. And we're going to ask Preacher, hopefully in the next few weeks, to come up here and give a word. Amen. And so he has plans to go back to India. And so we need to pray that God's perfect will be done and that God will supply all of his needs according to his riches and glory. And so if it's God's will, it becomes his what? Bill, right? Amen. So we got to pray, God, whatever he has laid up for Brother Felipe, Lord, let it be done. Amen. And so praise God, praise God. So let's look at this for a moment. There are people who have faithfully attended church for many years, been baptized, and heard a multitude of sermons, yet have not understood how to live the Christian life. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's right. I've been in church for 32 years by the grace of God. I'm still learning.
Yes.
How many are still learning?
Yes.
You see, saints, it's not accomplished by self-effort, but with complete reliance upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. Can I get an amen? And one of the Holy Spirit's job is to provide guidance that we need throughout daily life, throughout our life. However, there are times when we must patiently wait until the Lord reveals what he would want you and I to do. Can I get amen? Let me just say this. God has equipped us. God has given you everything that we need now on this earth. He has anointed you, he has appointed you, and he's approved you. Can I get amen? He has given you his AAA card. Can I get amen? There's no reason why to have an excuse not to live the Christian life, to be sanctified, to be set apart, to be filled by his power, and to walk in his ways, to hear his voice, to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us, and to press toward the prize and the call in Christ Jesus. How many believe that you have been called? Well, guess what? You've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Now we can walk in his ways. Now we can do what he has called us to do. And guess what he has called you to do? To testify, to glorify his name, to walk in the liberty now. At one time we were in bondage to sin and we didn't know how to praise him. But now he has released those shackles. Can I get amen? And now we can worship him, we can praise him, we can glorify his name. Praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God. Now, look what Isaiah says right here. Let's go there right now. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, and the word of God reads, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he neither faints nor is weary. Let me just pause right there. I don't care what you're going through right now, but God cares for every aspect of your life. Can I get amen? Listen, he didn't go on vacation just because he didn't answer right away. He's not closing the door on you. He knows everything. Listen, he listens to everyone's thoughts, 7 billion around the world at one time. And he doesn't get your thoughts or your prayers, your supplications, anything that you lift up to him, he will not get it mixed up with someone else's. Can I get amen? Isn't that something? That's a mighty God we serve. Let's go back to the word. Look at this, verse 29. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases what? Strength. My goodness. Look at verse 30. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those, say that with me. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and say this. But those, look at this. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew what? Their strength. Praise God. Praise God. He will renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings, like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. Why does God mention the eagle? You ever ask yourself, why does God mention the eagle? Throughout the word of God, he mentions the eagle. Well, Yolanda and I, we were on an Israel trip, and there was a Brazilian pastor. And in his church, they have to use a stadium because their Sunday morning service is about 15,000. And he shared this story. He talked about the eagle. And this is why God mentions the eagle. Notice that your strength will be renewed like the eagle. Well, an eagle can live up to about 80 to 90 years of age. But when it gets to about 35, it's a preying animal. It's a predator. It preys on its kill to eat. And a lot of times it tussles, it wrestles. The beak gets worn out. The claws get worn out. The feathers get torn and tussles with other animals as it's killing it to eat. So after 35 years, what that eagle will do, it'll find the highest mountain and go up there. And it'll finish off breaking off what needs to be broken off. And it waits for everything to grow back. And once it's fully grown back, Then it takes a leap of faith and it dives off the mountain. And if he soars, he'll live another 35 years. This is why God mentions the eagle. This is why I always wonder, what's an eagle got to do with anything, with my strength? Well, that's what it does. It goes and gets restored by God. And a lot of times, we do grow weary. Huh, don't we? A lot of times we faint. A lot of times we want to throw in the towel. But I'm here to let you know that God will strengthen you. God will be the lifter of your head. God will do all that you cannot do. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And so patience doesn't come naturally. Did you know it's a gift from God?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Did you know that? Because it's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, patience. You know, we seem to overlook patience because we all want a Burger King life. We all want it to have it our way right now. I want it right now. Right now. But God is saying, slow your roll. Just slow your roll. Come on, I got this under control. Can I get amen? I got it covered. Just wait upon me. Just wait on the Lord. You see, saints of God, it's essential that we cooperate with the Holy Spirit as he develops patience in us. Why? Because the necessary quality can save us from inevitable regrets. I don't want to regret anything. Can I get amen?
Amen.
When we have to regret something, that means we failed somewhere, huh? And now we have to what? Ask God to help restore us. Oh God, I should not have said that. I should have waited on you before I spoke that out. Can I get amen? Because our tongue could get us in trouble. That's why you have to allow the Holy Spirit to bridle your tongue. Before, we didn't have no bridle. Oh no, we just flew off the handle. Bleepity, 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 bleep, 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 bleep. Oh, come on. Oh no. Oh, okay, that was just me. That wasn't you. Oh, come on. We all had that loose tongue, didn't we? Praise God. I'm so blessed. My wife never heard me speak like that, ever. Amen. Amen. He prepared me before he gave her to me. Can I get amen?
Amen?
She never saw that other side. I'm praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know if anyone here knew me back then, but you wouldn't want to know me back then. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I was ugly. Come on. Super ugly. That's right. That's right. So I want you to look at this for a moment. Consider what the following scriptures say about waiting for God. It's about waiting for him. Now, there's one character in the Old Testament, and that was King David. This man, he had to flee from many enemies. Can I get an amen? There was Saul, the king, who wanted to kill David. Why? Because he was jealous of the anointing. Watch out. Watch out. There's people in church, they're jealous of some people's anointing. You know, and you just have to guard your heart. Just guard your heart. Just say, oh God, it's okay, God. I'm going to let whatever said to me, let it just flow off me like Teflon. Can I get amen? Because the moment you start engaging, you have run right into the trap of the enemy. Can I get amen? You got to just, okay, that's all right. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. Just start quoting scripture. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. If God is for me, who can be against me? You got to remind yourself who you are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God. But let's look what King David wrote down, because he was a psalmist. He sung unto the Lord, but little did he know what it would mean to us thousands of years later. Look at this. In Psalms 27:14, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Amen? Look at Psalms 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him, and do not get what?
Upset.
How many of us can fly off the handle real quickly? But let me just pause for a moment. Back in the day, man, in the BC years, if someone looked at me funny, it was like, who you dogging, man? Remember, we used to say, who you mad dogging?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, we wanted to pick a fight, didn't we? And all they were looking at, the mustard that fell off your shirt. They weren't picking a fight, but in your heart, you were like, what up? Let's go back. Look at Psalms 41. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he reached down to me and heard my cry. See, you gotta remember, God is concerned for every aspect of your life. Can I get an amen? Amen. And so let's look at this for a moment. Let's look at this. Patience can be defined in many ways. How many of you can think of many ways to be patient? Okay. So far there's none. All right. Well, let's look at number one. I wrote some things down for our understanding. Number one, being quiet, uncomplaining endurance under stress or annoyance. So just ask yourself, who are the people that annoy you in life? You know what God is saying? You know what? Just relax. I got it under control. See, if you get upset right away, they're never going to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. But if you walk in that patience, if you walk in that tolerance, if you have long suffering, meaning that patience, God's going to do something mighty, even when someone's annoying you. Let's look at this. Number two, being good tempered. Don't just fly off that handle. Amen. Be slow to speak. You know, discern that situation. Wait on God. Hallelujah. Because you don't want anything that'll ruin your testimony. So we're the called out saints of God now, right? We're called to be saints. So if we're called to be saints, guess what? You invited maybe many to come to church, to come to a Bible study, to come to Sunday morning, and they'll say, yeah, I'll see you there, and yet they're not here, right? Okay, we get that. But when you go back into their world, the only Jesus they're going to see is the Jesus in you, the hope of glory. You're the walking Bible study. That's right. Yes. You're the one that's walking with answers for them. And so you have to allow God to have his perfect way in you. Can I get amen? Also, let's look at this for a moment. Number three, having the will to wait. That's right. Having the will to wait. Listen, I'm just going to say that, and I'm going to touch on this, and then we'll walk away from it. Amen. I don't want to go there too long. But in 32 years now, I've been to three churches, and I met some wonderful people. I've seen God do miraculous things. I've seen people grow in their faith. But I also saw when two people would come together, male and female, and they thought it was the Lord, and they didn't wait. They didn't want to be counseled. They didn't go through premarital counseling. Oh, they huffed and puffed. If the church said, let's just wait, let's counsel you, some would just leave that fellowship and go to another place to go get married. And I've seen that whatever is birthed out of sin, it'll end in sin. It'll end in sin. And a lot of times, you see that it didn't last. Why? How come it didn't last? Why did it crash and burn? Why? Because they didn't want to wait on the Lord. They didn't want to be edified and be built up. They didn't want to learn first each other's life and to find out, okay, Lord, is this person really for me? And sometimes it's brought out just through communication. Can I get an amen? To learn about that person. But if you can't wait, sometimes the inevitable happens and it crashes and it's destroyed. And then they didn't learn anything from that experience, so that junk is still in the trunk and they move on to another relationship. And it starts all over again. That's just one aspect. That's what just the Lord just put on my heart right now. It's not even on my notes. But you may know someone that maybe is in that situation. Come alongside them. You know what? Minister to them. Give them wisdom and understanding and knowledge And hopefully they're willing to learn that they would wait on God. Can I get amen? Amen? Wait on the Lord. So now, I ask this question right here. Why do we need patience? Why do we need patience? Well, saints, there are times when we must make decisions, some crucial decisions, and we don't know what to do. How many been there before? Man, I'm up against this, and I don't know what really to do. So if God gives us a check in our spirit, that means God is saying, wait, wait. If he's checking you in your spirit, just wait on him. Can I get amen? Amen. But most of us are reluctant to delay the decision and want God to act on our timetable. God, I want you to act right now. This is where the scripture comes to mind. This is why we always need to go back to the word. Can I get amen? Look at this. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he shall what? Direct your path. Praise God. He'll direct your path. Can I get amen? Amen. Listen, some of you have it written down in your Bible. Some of you have it written down on your refrigerator door, but we just walk right by it. Oh, yeah, I wrote that down there about 50 years ago. Well, guess what? You can still use it today. Can I get amen? It's medicine for the soul. Praise God. Praise God. We need it today. Thank you, Jesus. So, saints, we must remember that the Lord is omniscient. What does that mean? He's all-knowing. As I mentioned earlier, 7 billion people, he can hear everyone's thoughts at one time. So he's all-knowing. And he knows everything about us. He also knows your dire circumstance at the moment. Oh, yes, he does. He does. Why? Because he's concerned about you. He's concerned about me. He wants us sometimes just to wait on him. Why? Because he knows what's best. You remember that old program, Father Knows Best? Yeah. Oh, for some of you, man, that just went right over you. That's when I was a child. Father knows best. That's right. I asked someone, you remember that one? No. Don't know what you're talking about. Okay, look at this right up here. The Lord is our greatest protector. How many believe that you know that God is your protector? Huh? Listen, what Sister Daria shared, that testimony about that young 18-year-old. You know what? There's probably a call on his life, right? And God allowed him to enter into their presence to remove that foul thing, whatever it was. Hallelujah. And it was simple. You know, she didn't go Pentecostal on him in the name of Jesus, you know, and breaking the neck. She didn't do all that, did she? I mean, that's what I was right next to her. She didn't do all that. No, she just spoke the word. Hallelujah. And that thing had to leave. Sometimes you just got to speak the word. Can I get amen? Devil, you got to go. Listen, when the light comes in, the devil's got to go. The light comes into that room, the presence of darkness will flee. Why? Because the anointing is upon that person. Amen? The power of God, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? When the devil sees you coming, he's going to run. I'm telling you, he's going to run. Oh, slew foot don't have no teeth. He can bark real loud, but he has no teeth. I hope you know that. This is why God has given us authority. We read the scripture. God has given us authority. Amen? Praise God. These signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. They'll lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. They'll lay hands on people and watch demons get cast out. You know, some people don't believe that demons exist. I'm telling you, they do exist. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yeah. And let me just say this. Some of you that are watching those horror movies on Netflix or your DVD or something, you're letting spirits come into your house. Right through there. You're going, what's going on in my house? Why is it? Well, let's do inventory in here. Can I get amen? That's right. That's right. We have to put our house in check too. Can I get amen? But God is our protector. Can I get amen? Amen. Listen, he created you and I for us to live for him, to serve him, and reflect him in our life. People got to see Jesus in you. Can I get amen? The hope of glory. Thank you, God. Therefore, saints of God, if what we desire doesn't fit with his purpose or timing, we would be foolish to be impatient and insisting it on having it our way. We need to wait on him. Now, I'm going to show you a key verse of scripture that, let me tell you, there's power. How many have read Psalms 91? Oh, come on. That's right. There's power. We need to go back and relive that scripture right now. Let's look at that. Psalms 91, 1 through 16. He who dwells in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Can I get an amen? Amen. Listen, when you come into a place like this, God is shadowing all over us. Hallelujah. And you should take the anointing back home. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's right. The light should walk into your house and the darkness got to go. Can I get an amen? Look at this. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. You know what a fortress is? It's a complex that's impenetrable. Can I get an amen? Nothing can penetrate that. And God has put a fortress around his people. Can I get an amen? He has put a fortress around you and I. Praise God. He has encamped angels. I'm talking the big guys with the big flaming swords. They're right there waiting. They're like this, waiting. Hallelujah. On your behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is my God in whom I will trust. How many of you trust the Lord? Amen. Amen. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. You see, the enemy always wants to set traps for you. And God is saying, don't walk into that trap. That's a trap for you. There's some people that think they're your friends, but inside they have another agenda. Especially if you're drawing closer to the Lord. As you draw closer to the Lord, all of a sudden, where did these people come from? Oh, yes. Why? Because it's a fowler that's sent by the old Slewfoot. But they need to be saved too. Can I get amen? And from the perilous pestilence. We're in a pestilence right now. Can I get amen? It's been upon us for what, a year now? But God said, I will watch over you. I will protect you. Even if it came upon you, I will deliver you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on. Are you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed? Look at verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers. Hallelujah. There you go. He's using that eagle again, huh? Hallelujah. And under his wings you shall take refuge. Jesus is my cover. Can I get amen? He's my cover. He's my all in all. He's my everything. Hallelujah. And I want to hide under him. Can I get amen? Some of us want to hide under our covers. No, you want to hide under him. Hallelujah. Why? His truth shall be your shield and buckler. My God, he'll put a shield, an anointed shield, and he'll put a buckler. In other words, if any fowl comes near you, God will strike him. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Aren't you so blessed that God, he will fight your battles. Thank you, God. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night. Man, when I was a kid, I was so afraid I had to have the lights on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My sister used to tell me about those stories. You know, the Llorona. You remember that one? Oh, yeah. Man, I would have to have someone. Can you walk with me to the restroom? Oh, come on. Oh, okay. I'm glad I'm telling on me. Hallelujah. I don't know what happened to you, but I know what happened to me. Hallelujah. I was afraid by the terror by night. Thank you, God. Nor of the arrow that flies by day. I'm talking about tongue lashers, slanderers, those people who just want to mock you, those people that just want to say all evil against you, and it's none of it's true. Look at that. And then he says this, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. See, the enemy, he's all over the place. Morning, noon, and night. He's a relentless foe. But here, God is with us. Can I get an amen? Look at verse 7. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Praise God. Praise God. Listen, how many of us, God protected us from that COVID-19? Can I get amen? And we need to pray for those who gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. But thank God that it didn't touch us. Can I get amen? Why? Because God will not allow his anointed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be caught in that snare. Can I get amen? Jesus. We need Jesus 24/7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, the enemy will come in different kinds of ways. He'll come in COVID-19. He'll come in all kinds of manner diseases. He'll come in diabetes. He'll come in cancer. He'll come in many ways to try to shatter you and tatter you. But I'm here to let you know, if God is for you, who can be against you? Can I get amen? Jesus is the lifter of our head. Can I get amen? Jesus will watch over you. And let me just say this. If he doesn't deliver you right away, wait on him. Can I get amen? Sometimes he needs to teach us something. That's right. Sometimes he needs to teach us something. Look at this. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. What? That's right. Let me just pause right there. God takes glory, hallelujah, in saving our lives. And listen, if there's any kind of wickedness that'll come against you, you don't have to say a word. Don't even think something bad for them. Don't. God will watch over you, right? And that person's out to destroy you. We just read, God will take care of that wicked one. Without you even having revenge or even you having an ill heart about it, you just say, God, I trust in you, oh Lord. I'm going to continue to do what you called me to do. You called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. I'm going to continue to walk in your ways. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Man, I went blank over here. What happened here? Hopefully it comes back on. Amen. Praise God. Brother Tony, can you restart that? Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But you guys can hear me, right? Yes. Praise God. God is so good. X out the top right. And then restart the bottom one on the right-hand side when you get to the... Yeah, I don't know what happened, but God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Hey, we got to bear with these electronics, amen? We just got these all, you know, and I didn't know that this was going to take place, but God is good. Amen, amen. Praise God. Okay. All right, brother. Well, we serve a mighty God, amen? And he's worthy to be praised. We're going to finish up in here. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know what? God wants us. Okay, so this is still up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 10. Yes, let's look at, no evil shall befall you. No shall any plague come near your, what, dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall, what, bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall, what, trample under foot. Can I get an amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Look at verse 14 right here. We got one more passage right here. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known what? My name. Can I get an amen? He shall call upon me and I shall answer him. I will be with him in the trouble. I will deliver him in honor and him. With long, say that with me, with long life. How many want long life? Hallelujah. We'll honor the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Praise him. Serve him. Worship him. Glorify his name. Walk in his ways. Whatever he's called you to do, walk in it. Hallelujah. He's not looking for complainers. He's looking for servers. Can I get an amen? He's looking for those. Hallelujah. That said, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. He's looking for those whose life is surrendered totally unto him. Can I get an amen? God is looking for a vessel that's willing to do what he has called us to do. Can I get an amen? Amen? Praise God. Praise God. And so, saints, to benefit from God's loving protection, we should consult him in everything we do. Can I get an amen? Everything. But if we insist on having our own way, we are asking for trouble. Trouble. That's right. We don't. How many people want trouble? Keep that hand down. My hand was about ready to go up. No, I don't want no trouble. That's right. In contrast, saints, when we are patient, we're able to calmly tolerate the delays that God places in our lives. Can I get amen? Amen. Oh, thank you, God. So now, let's look at this for a moment. Let's go here. Impatience results in the following mistakes. Uh-oh. Here's where we're going to do a little examination, okay? All right? So one of them is called assumption. You know what assumption means? You know what it means? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, give them a handshake. Saints of God, thank you for bearing with us. And YouTube, Facebook, sorry for the crash. But the computer wanted to do its own thing. It wanted to update during our service. And so you guys can be seated. Praise God. We'll finish off this message. I'll go quickly. Amen. And so we left off where Galatians 6 and 7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will what? Also reap. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so, thank you, Jesus. And so, a lot of times what takes place is this right here. How many have been here before? Misuse of scripture. How many have been there before? What? Isn't that what God said? No, he didn't say that. See, you have to study. Let yourself be what? Approved. Rightly dividing the word of God. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Praise God. And so at other times, we may try to manipulate God's word to get the answer we want. We'll search through the Bible until we find a verse that seems to support our desires. But I'm here to let you know right here. It says right up here in 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. Say that with me. All scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? Doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in what? Righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. So listen, another thing that we need to be aware of is this. It's this right here. Let's go up here. Manipulation. Can I get amen? We don't want to manipulate the word of God. Can I get amen? We could also try to manipulate the circumstances in order to justify our own what? Actions. All these methods will only handicap our lives by sowing seeds of destruction. God has given us his spirit of truth, what? To guide us through all the complexities of life. I hope you know that. Can I get amen? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Now, how many believe that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth? Can I get amen? He's the spirit of truth that has come into our lives by faith. Can I get amen? Let's go to the word of God. Let's look at this. In John 16, 13 through 15, it says, however, when he, the spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into what? All truth. For he will speak not on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. How many want to believe the things that God says in his word will come to pass? Can I get amen? Somebody may tell you something and you have to say, okay, I'm going to test that, okay? And if it comes to pass, praise the Lord. But God's word will always come to pass. Can I get amen? God is not like a man that can lie. Can I get amen? He's holy. He's righteous. He knows all things. And the Bible says in verse 15, all things that the Father has are what? Mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Praise God. Praise God. So, saints, listen to God for a moment. When we don't listen to Jesus, we could make a mess out of our lives. How many of you have made a mess out of your lives? Oh, yeah. That you did it your way, not God's way. Can I get amen? Yeah. See, if God says to wait, it's because he loves you. He loves me. Can I get amen? There's no problem waiting on the Lord. Just wait on him. You see, all parents who love their children know that giving them everything they want immediately is not good for them. Can I get amen? Sometimes you just can't have that candy right now. Can I get amen? Especially at 9 o'clock at night. They'll be running around at 2 a.m. Oh, yes. Without a cup of coffee, okay? That's right. Now, look at this. Look at this for a moment. What is required in order to live obediently and patient? And we're going to come in for a close. We're coming in for a close. We were almost there, but praise God. Thank you, God, that we're back up in action. Praise God. So number one, what are the things that we need to be obedient and patiently for? Right here, have faith in God. Have faith in God. We must believe that he will always direct us because he has promised to do so. Can I get an amen? Look what Mark 11 says. So Jesus answered and said to them, say that with me, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Praise God. Praise God. How many of you can wait for that? Can I get amen? Let's go right here. Let's look at this. A spirit of obedience. This is the tough one. This is the tough one. Let me just say this. Until I got saved at the age of 30, I was the chief knucklehead of all knuckleheads. I didn't want to obey nobody. I didn't even obey my parents. And I got into some fierce trouble. You shared a wonderful testimony, Sister Daria. I got to share this testimony. And you know what? I'm just going to cut it short. I got a whole lot left, but maybe we'll pick it up next week. I have to share this testimony because I was not being obedient. God just put this on my heart right now. This is a true life story, okay? I had just got my permit, okay? And my parents, they trusted me back in 1975, okay? They have bought a brand new 76 model. Remember those Chevy Vegas? With the aluminum block engine? Oh, you don't remember those, do you? Oh, okay. Well, I was working at the time. I was working at Juanita's Cafe on Highland Avenue. And that's where everyone went their Saturdays and Sundays from their hangovers. They would go have a bowl of menudo. So I was 15 years old, and I was working there. I was busting there. I was bringing some money home. I was bringing home almost $300 just in tips in those 2 days. And I would give all the money to my parents just so that they could let me use their car. So we had that kind of relationship. I would give them all my money, and they would let me use the car, right? So I was dating a girl from Bonita High School, and they knew her. They knew. I won't say her name in case she's listening. She may not want me to use her name. So she was just a girlfriend from Bonita. That's right. This is wisdom from my wife. Watch what you say. Watch what you say over the pulpit. There might be a name you don't want to say. Okay. I get it. So I told my parents, I said, I'm going to take my girlfriend, we're going to go to the drive-in theater, and we're going to have a good time. And I'll be back early. I'll be back about 11. And I lied to them. I went down to El Toyon Park. You remember? You know where El Toyon Park is? Man. That little Chevy Vega, I must have packed at least 6 deep. We were sitting on laps. And then we caravan. My good friend, he don't mind if I mention his name because I shared this testimony many times, but Coco Harin. Remember Coco? His girlfriend had a party at her house, and her parents were in Hawaii. Oh, how convenient. So we ended up having a 5 kegger. 15 years old. And we had a band called Devotion. Remember Devotion? Oh, because I'm going way back now. I'm going back. And I remember the drummer on Devotion. Remember Dixon? Who remembers Dixon? Okay, so here we are. We're in a brand new development by Castle Park High School. And that area was claimed by Otay. And so we're having a party, man, you know, and party's going on, and the place is filled up with people. And then a knock. Coco comes out, and it was a couple, 2 cholos and a chola. I think you guys get my lingo up here, right? And so Coco goes, I'm sorry, this is a private property. And he goes, órale, soy chorizo, y qué es. We knew that there was trouble was here. And this is my ruca with me. And Coco, he shouldn't have done this. He put his finger in his chest and he said, we don't want your kind here. He goes, órale, I'll be back in San. So we went back into the party, right? We're having a good time and everything. About 60 of them came deep. They came in station wagons, Studebakers. They came walking. They had ice picks. They had knives. They had bats. And one of our good friends named Chris Bunch, he runs into the house. Otay is here. Otay is here. And man, we were all trying to scatter and run and hide. A good friend of mine, Fred Avi. Remember Fred Avi? Those of you know who Fred goes, in the closet. I go, no, they're going to catch us in the closet, man. And the first thing that came to my mind was my mom's car's in the front. It's a brand new 1976 Chevy Vega. And let me just say this. They were all already gathering out there in front of the house. I said, I got to get my car out of there, my mom's car. I belted through the front door. I got into the car. I locked the car, and I kept trying to start it. It wouldn't start, man. It wouldn't start. And I forgot that those cars, you had to put the seatbelt on, and then it would start. So here I am. I'm trying to start. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. And Chris Bunch came out. He goes, Fee, open up. He goes, I'm trying to get it. And I pray for him. He survived. But five of them jumped him and started, you know what? And then finally, I got to put the belt on. And as soon as I backed up, before I could pull out, there was three at my driver's side window with the ice pick tapping the window. They said, where you from, S.A.? I said, party's over. I'm going home. Party's over. I'm going home. Oda, listen, come on out. We want to talk to you. I go, no. I got to go. And so I almost ran them over, and I fled, and I went up this hill, right? And I go, I'm out of here. Praise God. I was in a cul-de-sac. I turned the car around and I just waited up there, and I must have saw about 30 guys chasing one, my good friend Marvin Solis. And we all had the Majestic jackets. I don't know if you remember them. We were called the Gray Jackets. And Marv was running, and they were telling, he goes, Fee, open up, Fee, open up. I open up the door, Marvin, I go, what do we do, Marv? He goes, run them over. I had no choice because they were walking slowly. They went on both sides of the street like Indians. You know how Indians get together and they're going to attack you from both sides? And this was a brand new subdivision. Frames were just up, so there was a lot of boulders on the ground. Remember we talked about boulders last week? There was a whole bunch of them. And I go, what do I do, Mark? He goes, run them over. And so I went after one side, and they all took boulders and they all ran up to the car and went whap, whap, whap. My goodness, my goodness. Let me just say this. The whole car was in shambles. Every window was knocked out. The last window came through my sight. It hit me on the side of my head, and I crashed into a car. And blood was pouring out of my ear. And Marvin kept slapping me. Fee, wake up, man, wake up. And finally, I came through. And all I saw was knives trying to sneak in to stab me from this side. I was pinched in between another car. So they couldn't really get to me. And finally, I put it on reverse. And I pulled out, right? And we got out of there. And as soon as we got out of the cul-de-sac, I was ready to knock out again. And Marv had to just pull over. And he slid me to the passenger side, and he rushed me to the hospital. Now, what I didn't know at that moment, they ransacked that house. You heard my friend Dixon? They stabbed his girlfriend in the neck. Three people died that night. They took bats, they took knives to all the couches and ripped them up. They took bats and they beat all the windows out of the house. And cops weren't even there yet. They did damage there. It was damage control because I was being disobedient. I found myself in that situation. Okay, so I'm rushed into the hospital. I was in a coma for 2 days. So I'm in my bed like this. And then finally, I opened up my eyes. And my dad was looking over me. And I go, "Oh, Dad." He goes, "You terrible kid, you destroyed the car." You know, my dad's Filipino. He still has the accent. I went back into my coma. I learned a valuable lesson. I learned that when you disobey, that the mercy of God will refrain itself to be upon you. The children that are in this auditorium right now, listen to your mom and dad. When they ask you to do something, it's for your own good. Why? Because they love you. They want to protect every one of you. Walk in the obedience, and when you get to be an older person, God will bless your life. Because you know what? Guess what he sees in obedience? He sees faithfulness. And when he sees faithfulness, guess what? Now you'll start receiving the abundant life. God will come into your life just like he came into our life and cause you to be born again by faith. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So I just want to thank and praise God for those who were just obedient when the thing crashed. We know now what we have to do. We have to disable a function on the computer. It wanted to update right now. Guess what? God just updated us right now. Hallelujah. And reminding us to be obedient, to be faithful, to wait on the Lord. Can I get an amen? Now listen, I'm praying for those, and I want Amazing Grace to pray with me, but maybe you're watching right now for the first time, and maybe you've never given your life to Christ. Maybe God is saying something right now to you. Maybe God wants to do something mighty in your life. Maybe you've never surrendered your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm here to let you know that God wants to save you. God wants to bless you. God wants to do something miraculous in your life. But all you have to do is surrender your heart to the Lord. When we took communion earlier today, and those of you who are still on waiting for us to come back on, Jesus hung on that cross. And one of the things that he said in the scriptures, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I don't care what you've gone through in life. I don't care where you're at right now in life. God is able to save you. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever think and ask and hope for. And all it takes, it's just a little bit of faith to believe that God could do a miracle in your life. But you have to come with a repentant heart, meaning you have to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. In other words, I don't want this life anymore, that for some reason I find misery. I find anxiety and fear. I want what my friends have. I want when people come out of church, they're lifted with joy. I want that. Well, you can have that by faith. You have to surrender your life. You got to repent of your sins. You have to ask God to wash you in the blood of the Lamb. And then God will come in with His Spirit and fill you. Until the blood has covered you, He will not enter in to a body that still has the original sin. It has to be eradicated by the Lamb of God. And that's what happened to many of us in here. God has done the miraculous in our life, but God wants to do that for you. And if you're listening right now, we want to pray for you right now. That's right. We want to pray because I believe God has the best yet to come in your life. So bow your heart and your head with me. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to come into your life. Let's pray. Pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise and glory in the house. Is he worthy? Is he worthy to be praised?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.